Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Rita Wilhelm, who is CEO of Clutter Gone. That gives you a hint as to what we're going to talk about. Good evening, Rita. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Cheryl. How are you?
Well, you sound sunny and happy.
Yes.
That's because you're organized, Rita. That's because you're organized.
Oh, I try.
Very good.
Gotta put up a good example.
You came to mind, and my accountant will not be at all surprised, as I was gathering tax information about, and I'm going from filing cabinet, believe it or not, I have one, to another area of a kind of a home office area where some other papers were, to a cubby in the kitchen where I keep some important papers, and I'm running all over the place, and you came to mind, and I thought there has to be a better way, and I bet Rita knows what that is. we spend an awful lot of time looking for pieces of paper that come into our home, don't we?
That's for sure. That's probably one of the biggest causes of clutter in the country is paper. I think it accounts for about 80%. So it's a huge source of challenge for people. And if we can kind of get on top of our papers, we can save ourselves a lot of time and frustration.
Well, looking at your Facebook page earlier this afternoon when I was looking up some information, you quoted the statistic you just gave, and then that about 80% of what we store in our cabinets we never look at again. That's astonishing.
That's very true. We do keep a lot more things than we need. It's not just paper. It's a lot of other things. But for papers, primarily, we do have the habit of thinking that we will need it again someday, and we better hold on to it just in case, and we just never know. And so we tend to really overdo it sometimes. And then next thing you know, our filing cabinets are just bursting at the seams, and we can't find the really important things that we do need to get our hands on.
Well, I was a case in point over the weekend. And words that come to mind are, you know, overwhelmed and, you know, you don't know where to start. When you're looking at a project like sorting through papers and so forth, how do you start to do it? Is it simply you just have to dig in?
To dig in, and I think initially if you were to set up a good working filing system, that would go a long way, and it does take a little bit of work and a little bit of kind of evaluating what is important to the individual to keep and what may not be and what is working at the time. Perhaps in the past it was necessary to keep copies of all these, for some reason, insurance policies or whatever things that we no longer even have the policy, or whatever the case may be. It you know, we just have kept a lot more things than we need, and it's just a matter of setting up a system that works for us and figuring out what the right categories are at this stage in our life. And you know, maybe our kids are gone, we don't need to save all their school records and all the different things that we've saved through the years. We just kind of have to reevaluate where we are at this point in our life.
I'm hearing the word purge, basically. Go through and, and just make sure that what you have is something that you do have to hang on to and get rid of the rest.
Right. We always recommend purging or tossing. Purging sounds, sometimes people don't like it, especially when you talk about our things. You know, purging sounds kind of negative, but definitely going through and tossing things or shredding, recycling, whatever we can do, you know, to kind of alleviate some of that extra, you know, storage space that's being taken up with stuff that's not necessary anymore.
Well,
so we should set up a regular time when we do that purging activity in our file cabinets.
And you when I had just a moment to talk with you this afternoon, you used the word retrieval, and in terms of being organized and making the retrieval process so much easier.
Yes, we have to be able to find things. I guess the two main facets of organization are being able to do the things we need to do in a timely manner and find the things that we need to find when we need to find them. So retrieval is key, especially you mentioned about taxes. It's obviously, you know, after the holidays, we don't have very long until tax season rolls around, and we really need to try to be on top of things and be able to find things that we can bring to our accountants so that they can, in turn, make sense of all of it and get everything filed in a timely manner. So it's up to us. I mean, the accountant can only do so much. We have to do a lot of the legwork and be able to give him or her our documents in a timely manner so that they can get everything filed when they need to. So if we can, whatever system we use that works for us to get things going so that we can give our accountant the information, that would be obviously, very helpful.
Well, and what also comes to mind is you don't need to have an elaborate home office. It can be a corner table or corner of a table. It's just finding a system that works for you so that you know and that every paper in your home has a place that it lives.
Exactly. I tell folks, too, they don't, even if we just don't work outside the home or we have our own office at home or we're, homemakers or whatever, we still need to think of our household as a business, and we need to have at least two drawers of files so that we can keep our papers in a good home, be able to find things when we need them, and don't think that just because we may not have a outside job that we don't have to have a filing system. And two drawers usually does it for most households. We have to have all the papers for the insurance and banking and children's papers and all these things, keeping in mind that, 80% of what we file away is never looked at again. So what is really important for us to save and keep in our files?
That's an important message. Timing and quality of life also come to mind. If you get organized and then keep at it, it's not that time-consuming a process.
No, it is not. It's if we can kind of get a system going that we can, work with, and maybe every week or so go through and do the fine tuning, do the maintenance of our system, and toss things and file things too. We get so busy and we just let papers just kind of pile up, and we get the junk mail piling up. And if we can kind of address it, even not every day, but every other day or once a week, have a time where we schedule time for ourselves, because this is important too. Make an appointment with ourselves to take, a half hour every week and just go through all these miscellaneous papers that come in and find a home for them and set up a good filing system. And that's what I help my clients do all the time. We kind of get a system that works for them and what makes sense for the individual.
And when do you know when you need a professional organizer? I think I'm just about there with some of the. You may be getting another call from me. I mean, that helps to just have an objective eye look at it and help you set up the system and walk you through the steps so it isn't so overwhelming.
It does, and I do have a series of questions that I ask my prospective clients to find out if we're a good fit, if they're ready, if they're on board with this, if they want to make some changes. A lot of times people will call and say, I need you yesterday. I am so overwhelmed. I just don't know where to start, and, I'm so frustrated. And it's not a matter. I'm sure most people can learn. It's not rocket science. Most people can learn how to, become more organized, but it's just a matter of will they really take the time to do it? And, that's what I do, is kind of facilitate the process of getting people thinking in those terms. I provide some information and some techniques that they can right away start putting into place and make it so that they can find things better and things will work better for them where they're at this, at this stage in life.
Very good. Where can they get info on Clutter Gone, Rita?
You can go to visit me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/cluttergone, or my email is, or my website is cluttergone.com.
Very good. Thanks. I feel better. I'm ready to take a half hour tonight and get back at it again. Thank you.
That would be wonderful, Shel. I'll be very happy to help you anytime.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Rita. Have a good evening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Rita Wilhelm, CEO of Clutter Gone. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.